Mental health impacts everyone, even elite athletes. Recently, tennis player Naomi Osaka pulled out of the French Open in an effort to protect her mental health. This week, Osaka announced she will not play Wimbledon. Student reporter Kendra Pugh discusses mental health and its impact on athletes with a Morgan State Bearcats coach.
Naomi Osaka has given other athletes the courage they need to open up about their mental health. But how do they cope with their mental health? Tennis player Sloane Stephens feels mental health has been neglected far too long on the tennis circuit.
I feel like it's not spoken about enough. I feel like a lot of players on our tour suffer in silence, and I think that is not cool and not fair, and we should definitely, you know, approach it differently, because obviously, like I said, everyone deals with things differently and in their own way, and the more support, the better.
I caught up with Coach Morgan, head coach of esports at Morgan State University, who published an article titled, "This Is My Depression." Coach Morgan tells us what it is like dealing with mental health issues.
How can Black society normalize talking about their mental health and not suffering in silence?
So with that, it's really people not being afraid to share their story. Through my training of being a resident director, that was from 2010 to 2014, and then ever since then, I've been on the emergency response team. So it's important that I always see that, you know, you have to speak out, because you never know who your story is inspiring, definitely.
Mental health is a real issue that has been neglected by institutions for years. In a world where you're told to shut up and dribble, when you have real life issues just like everyone else, but you can't have an opinion about it because you're an athlete. This has made athletes' mental health get worse over time. Now that Naomi Osaka has spoken up for herself and athletes everywhere, there's no turning back now. Sloane Stephens said after her French Open match, athletes have to continue to speak up about their mental health in order for something to be done about it. Coach Morgan shares his message for African Americans about not suffering in silence. Morgan says that once he spoke out about his depression, he realized that he wasn't the only one dealing with this. I am Kendra Pugh, reporting for the Morgan News Hour on WEAA.